Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, good evening, and praise the Lord. We thank God for another opportunity to bring to you the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast this evening. Praise the Lord. If you are listening to us, you're listening to us on a new call-in, dial-in number. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to come to you as God is blessing new seasons with change and with growth. And so we are now in our own, praise God, broadcast studio. We give God praise and honor for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World, Christian Tabernacle, and all that they are doing for the kingdom of God. And we thank God for you as well tuning in tonight. We're going to go ahead and begin this broadcast as we do by opening up with a prayer from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. And after that prayer, we're going to go ahead and allow for a song of praise to play to be able to usher in the presence of our God. So at this time, Pastor Jasper, we're going to ask if you would lead us to the throne of grace in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this glorious day, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the newness of your word, your spirit. Thank you for your holy anointing, Lord, upon us, Father, Lord. We pray to bring the word forth with clarity, with might, and with power, Father, Lord, for your word. You shall not go back. Return back for us, Lord. You shall accomplish that which you said for it to accomplish. And we pray for your people on tonight, Father. Give them strength, give them courage, Father. And give them the understanding of your word and your spirit that you speak to their heart, Father, Lord. Give them the direction they need to continue on for in the kingdom of God for to your glory. To you be all the glory, Father, Lord. We thank you so much for what you are doing in a time such as this. God is still moving. God is still on the throne, and God is still in control, Father Lord. We praise your holy name for what you're about to do, what you're going to do for such a time as this, to show, to guide,
yes,
to direct
Lord.
Our path, Father, to lead them to the way that only you know of, Father Lord, to comfort our heart, Father Lord, to restore our mind, Lord, to restore our spirit, and the thing you have manifested in our life until this day, Father. Let your will be done and bring forth your word mightily, Lord, with the holy power, your holy anointing, and let your will be done this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. And for your praise and listening worship, we're going to start off a broadcast this evening with a song of praise. And to your hearing, let's listen to Every Praise by Hezekiah Walker, because indeed every praise belongs to our God.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise
is to
is to our God. Do you believe that tonight? That every praise, that no matter what the situation or circumstance may look like, every praise belongs to our God. And we give God glory because he is so worthy of our praises. Oh, he is a good God, and he is a mighty God. He is a great God. He is an awesome God. And every praise, the word of God tells us that let every breath praise ye the Lord. Every breath that we have, every breath that we take, and every being that has breath in his or her body, you should be praising God. Yes, you should, because he is certainly worthy of our praise. Tonight, we're going to go and delve into the word of God. I'm going to ask that you turn in to Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. That's Malachi. That's the last book of the Old Testament. The last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3. Verses 1 through 6. Praise God. And the title for a message tonight is I Change Not. I Change Not. And that's God speaking. He tells us that I change not. Let's go to the study of his word, Malachi 3, 1 through 6. The word of God speaks, and this is reading. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of his covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide in the day of his coming?" We're talking about the coming of the Lord. "But who may abide in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller's soap." Oh, my, my, my. "And he shall sit as a refiner, and as a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against sorcerers and against adulterers and against false swearers." Does this sound like anything that may be going on in the 21st century? "And against those that oppress the erring in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me." Oh, the Lord is speaking to all of those that fall under these categories that I just read, those that don't fear the Lord. It says, "And the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For," verse 6, "for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." For the point of emphasis, I will reread verse 6. your hearing. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his word. I am sure that all will agree that we are living in a time right now when there is unprecedented change that is going on all around us. In my 50 plus years of life, I have never seen events unfold as it has with the current situation that's going on worldwide with this pandemic. There are things that are occurring, events that are taking place that are unprecedented. And because these are events that are unprecedented, or at least many that are in even my generation have not seen these events occur and unfold as such before, many people are filled with uncertainty. Many people are filled with fear because of the inconsistency of the times. You turn on the television on Monday, you receive one report. You turn the television on again on Wednesday, and the report you received on Monday has taken a total change. You take the temperatures. The Word of God even speaks to that. If you live in the Atlanta area, you're subject within a week's time to see winter, spring, summer, and fall temperatures all wrapped into 1 week. And the Bible speaks of those times, that there will come a time when you will not be able to tell one season from the next. The times are inconsistent. But the Holy Spirit asked me to remind you tonight that we serve a God that no matter the uncertainties, no matter the inconsistency, there is one that we can depend on that will never change. That one, he is El Shaddai. He is El Elyon. He is Yahweh. He never changes. He is our God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is constant. His love never changes. His mercy never changes. His grace never changes. Oh, my God, our God, he is consistent and he never changes. Constancy is who he is. Constancy is who he is. He is faithful. He is dependable. Oh, my God, he never changes. This is the character of our God. This character of our God that we should be quite familiar with. But when the trade winds of life begin to blow, when the media gives a constant reminder of the realities that are unfolding all around us, will you then remember, will you then be reminded of the commitment, of the consistency, of the faithfulness of our God? God is faithful to his word. God is faithful to his word. Will you remember the dedication? Will you remember the trustworthiness? Will you remember the reliability and the staying power of our God? He changes not. He changes not. Albert Barnes, in his commentary, he wrote about the scripture in Malachi chapter 3, verses 6. God changes not. He says that the proper name of God, He who is, involves His unchangeableness. For change implies imperfection. Change implies imperfection. And we know that there is nothing that is imperfect about our God. He is a God of perfection. It changes to that which is either more perfect or less perfect. That's imperfection. To somewhat which that being who changes is not or has not. But God has everything within himself that is perfect. That is perfect. God changes not. Let's turn over because I want to get into the scriptures just a little bit more tonight as a reminder of the unchangeability of our God. If you will, turn to Psalms 102, verse 27. Psalms 102, verse 27. We're talking about a God that never changes. Man, they will change on you. Oh, yes, I promise you they will, depending upon the situation and the circumstances. Man, woman, boy, girl, they will change on you. But our God is consistent. He's never changing. Psalms 102, verse 27. Pastor Jay, are you there? Can you read that for me?
Yes. But thou art the same.
Amen.
And thy years shall have no end.
All right. Praise God. That scripture talks about God, who is the same. He is an infinite God. His years have no end. He is an infinite God. He is an unchanging God. And his years have no end. Turn with me also to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. And Numbers 23 and 19 read, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Oh, yes, he will. Psalms 23:19. Our God is not a man that he should lie. Man will deceive you. Man will tell you something one day and then change it the next. Man, you will have those that are what I call people that are connoisseurs of lies. They will tell you a lie and will not blink their eye. They will tell you a lie knowing that it is a lie because they have lied so much they believe it themselves that it's the truth. And they will then confirm and be confident in the lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. What he said he will do, he will do. His word, it tells us that heaven and earth will pass away before, but God's word, it will never fail. That's the reason why You can stand on the word of God, whether it's in the time of the peaks or whether it's in your valley, whether it's in times of that are favorable or whether it's in times that are difficult. God's word never, ever fails.
Amen.
God's word does not fail. And God's word also, because it does not fail, and you can depend upon it. The word of God also teaches when Jesus was taken up into the mountain and into the high place by Satan to be tempted. Satan tried to get him to eat, and he told Satan, "It is written." He tried to get him to turn stone into bread and to eat. And Jesus told Satan, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Mm-hmm. That's how we are to live. And the way that we can live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is because God's word never changes. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. And in a world, mm-hmm. that changes from moment to moment, in a world where new challenges face us every day, God is consistent. He does not change. We can trust him. Because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he will be the same tomorrow. We're talking about a God that was, he's the same God before the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he is. He's the same God during the coronavirus pandemic. Oh, yes, he is. And he will be the same God after this is all over. He never changes. You can depend upon his word. You can depend upon our God. Oh, turn to James chapter 1, verse 17. And it tells us, now you may not, just jot these scriptures down. We're going to go through them. And you can look at them at your leisure. James chapter 1, verse 17, again, speaks to the consistency of our God. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. But again, God, there is no variation. He is the Father of light, of whom, according to James 1 and 17, there is no variation. There is no change. Confirmation again of the consistency of our God. Isaiah 40 and 8. Isaiah 40 and 8. And it reads, the grass withers. Oh, the grass may change. Oh, yes, it does. It changes from season to season. You may at one moment see the grass and it's green during the spring and summer. And then when the winter comes, the grass begins to turn and it turns brown. But nevertheless, the grass withers and the flower fades. Oh, have you ever looked at a beautiful rose when it first begins to bloom? But over a period of time, that rose, the petals begin to fall. Oh, the flowers fade. But guess what? The word of God will stand how long? Forever. The word of God will stand forever. The grass withers. The flowers fade, but the word of our God, oh, yes, it does. It will stand forever. That's why when you're going through a difficult time, you can depend on the word of God, knowing that Lord's word is true, and that he says that even in the midst of difficulty, that he will uphold you with his right hand of righteousness, that he will cover you, that he is your shepherd, that he will keep you, that he will provide for you, and when you're sick, that you're healed by the stripes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're talking about the consistency of God and the consistency of his word, that he will and his word will stand forever. Let's go to Psalms 102, 25, and 27. Psalms 102, or as I said, jot this down. And it says in Psalms 102, verses 25 and 27, of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works, yes, Lord, of your hand. They will perish, but you, my God, you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment, but you will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. God is the same. Oh, yes, he is, my dear brothers and sisters. Our God is the same, and his years have no end. He is the same. And he will be the same. He was the same before you were born, before you even came into the world. And he will be the same after. Yes, Lord, he is the same. 2 Timothy 2 and 13 tells us, again speaking to the unchanging ability of our God, that he never changed, speaking to the consistency of our God, speaking to the faithfulness of our God. Second Timothy 2:13, it says, if we are faithless, and we can be, if we admit, oh yes, and we are at times, we are faithless, but he remains faithful. Aren't you glad that you serve a God that remains faithful? It says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2:13. And thank God that his ability to be faithful to us is not based on our ability and our desire and willingness to be faithful to him. Oh, let me say that one more time, because see, Jesus Christ says he died while we were still in our sins. And this shares with us even a greater character of our God, where he tells us that God is faithful even when we are faithless. Isn't that a blessing to know? That God does not, as man does not recognize and reward you as they say, tit for tat. Oh, no, he does not. Simply because you may be faithless, that does not change the character of our God. He is still ever faithful. That's why, even when we are faithless, all we have to do is be able to tap into the faithfulness of our God. All we have to do is turn and repent of our faithlessness and be able to know that God has given us all a measure of what? Of faith, praise God. He's given all of us a measure of faith. So really, there's no excuse for us to be faithless, because we already have that measure of faith that God has given and gifted to us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God will never do anything contrary to his word. Amen. Oh, Isaiah 40 and 28 is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Isaiah 40, verse 28. It says, have you not known? Have you not heard that the Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? He does not faint nor grow weary.
Yeah.
His understanding is unsearchable. God is an everlasting God.
Yeah.
Again, speaking to the character of our God that never changes.
Yeah.
Psalms 119, verse 89. And it says, forever, O Lord, your word, Father, is firmly fixed in the heavens. Forever. For how long?
Forever.
Amen. That's timeless. Forever, O Lord. Your word is firmly fixed. It's constant. It is stable. It is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It is firmly fixed in the heavens. God, a God that never changes. Psalms 33 and 11. It tells us that the counsel of the Lord again stands forever, and the plans of his heart to not some generations,
mm-hmm.
but all generations.
Amen.
The counsel of the Lord, it stands forever,
mm-hmm.
yesterday, today, and forevermore. The plans of his heart to all generations.
Yeah.
So that tells me right there that our God was consistent for grandmama, and our God was consistent for great grandmama,
wow.
and our God is consistent for mama, and our God is consistent for those of us in this generation, and our God will forever be consistent to our children and our children's children, because our God never changes. His counsel of the counsel of the Lord stands forever, and the plans of his heart to all generations. Oh, I'm just sharing a bit of the word of God with you tonight.
Yeah.
Psalms 90, verse 2. Psalms 90, verse 2. It speaks again to the everlasting character of our God.
Mm-hmm.
It says, before the mountains were brought forth,
yeah.
or ever you had formed the earth,
mm-hmm.
and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Oh, my Lord, before the mountains, before this earth was ever formed, before God even put forth the sun, the moon, and the stars back in Genesis, before the mountains and the valleys were ever formed, our God was consistent from everlasting to everlasting. He is a God that doesn't change. Oh, you can depend on our God. It says, even before the earth was formed. So if you know that it was before the earth was formed, it was before we were formed as well. He has and will forever be a God that never changes.
Amen.
Oh, let's just touch upon one more scripture tonight. And it talks in Psalms 119, verse 90. And it says here that your faithfulness, we're talking about the God of all gods, the God of heaven and earth, our God, like no other God, he is faithful.
Amen.
He endures. It says your faithfulness endures to all generations.
My God.
You have, not some generations, as we said in Psalms 90, verse 2, all generations. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. It stands forever.
Amen.
Psalms 119, verse 90. We're talking tonight about a God that never changes. Amen. And so as you stay sheltered in place, as you hear the broadcast day to day of what's going on and what's changing around you, know that if you are a child of the Most High God, no matter what changes, no matter if the winds blow, no matter if the oceans roar, no matter what changes, there is one that you can be assured of that never, ever, never changes, and that is our God. He is faithful, and he will never change.
Amen.
I change not, says the voice of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Amen.
Spirit, Lord, and God for that powerful, powerful word. Powerful counsel. Amen. What a joy to know. What a blessed assurance to know that God never changes. Amen.
Amen.
A mighty God to heal, awesome God to heal, and changes not. Amen. From generation to generation. Yeah, that's a blessed assurance. Amen. What a blessed assurance to know that truth. Amen.
Yes.
That word is that truth. Praise God. We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for the word that strengthens and lifts us up. We thank God for his Holy Spirit on today. Amen.
Amen.
And pray that God may enlighten your spirit and strengthen you on this life journey from day to day. Amen. Get that word until you know that God is always faithful. Amen. There are no failure in God. There are no failure in God. Amen. He's always faithful. He's unchangeable. Amen.
Amen.
We thank
Amen.
God for his holy word. We thank God that his word endure to all generations. Not just son, not the heifer, but to all generations. What a joy, what a blessing to know that assurance, that blessed assurance in our life, a life as a believer, a life as a child of God, a life in the kingdom of God, amen? To have that fullness and that assurance of our Heavenly Father. They know and they care about us, and they know that his word will never change. He promises to not change as well. That's his word, amen? He promises, his principle, his holy word, his Holy Spirit, amen? Give us comfort, give us joy, give us peace of mind. He will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. We thank God for knowing him. Do you know him as your Lord and Savior? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you know he has your peace on the day and your bread of life? Amen. And your good shepherd?
Amen.
You had an opportunity to know Jesus. You know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. But to get that word in you, to know that word, to believe that word, to study that word, to know who God, our Heavenly Father, is. He is a blessed assurance to all people.
Amen.
All you need is just get a mother seed of faith, amen, to believe that, to stand on that word, to trust in God, that God, you can trust that he shall not change, amen. Man may go back and forth. Man may do certain things that call you to doubt some things, but God give you some full assurance in your mind, your heart, that he does not change. Amen. Father of life. Amen. You can trust him day to day.
Amen.
And trust in his word.
Amen.
For his word should never fail.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead. If you know, or you've experienced the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
And you like to make a comment tonight about that word. If that word resonated in your spirit,
testimony,
we're going to go ahead and open the lines up for
Amen.
Those that may like to share. And not only share, but share and encourage
Amen.
Someone else, because we are living in a time right now when there are so many that are uncertain. Because of what is going on around us with the pandemic, with the various things that are the instability of many people within the job market, people losing their jobs, not knowing exactly how they're going to pay their bills, and there's so much that is
yes,
unsafe. unstable and so much that is uncertain. And I believe that that is why God and the Holy Spirit laid this message on our hearts tonight to share as a reminder to let those that have an ear to hear the word of God, to let them know, be assured, be steadfast, know that our God, he is right there with you. He is right there for you. God is with you, God is in you, and God is for you. And he never fails. Pastor Jay, you were saying something?
He said he would never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
You can trust in God's holy word from Genesis to Revelation, edified at all time, a great and almighty God. We can trust in his word. We can trust in his spirit. We can trust in God to bring us through and bring us out and bring us above.
Amen.
All we can see above, all we can even ask or think.
Yes. Amen. Praise God.
There's nothing too hard for God.
That's right.
Nothing too hard
for our
Heavenly Father.
That's right. You serve a God that in the midst of famine, your refrigerators will be full.
Amen.
You serve a God that when other people are losing their jobs,
yes,
God will promote you.
He'll provide for you.
And he will provide for you.
Amen.
You serve a God that in the midst of every other people becoming ill or sick,
yes,
God, he is the, first of all, he's your protector.
Yes.
He's your protector. And God will fight your battle. Oh, he is Jehovah Nissi. He is the one that fights your battle. He is Jehovah Rapha.
Yes.
He is the God that heals. His word promises that and he will, 1,000 may fall at your side,
uh-huh,
and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh thee.
Amen.
Amen. You have to be able to know God's,
amen,
word, to stand on his word,
amen,
and to be able to speak the word of God over your situation,
yes,
or circumstance.
Yes. Or your household. Amen.
Over your household.
Or your family.
And let me say,
amen,
this also. The word of God, God's spirit, has shared with us, if you have not already anointed your home,
amen,
anoint your doorpost,
yes,
the both sides of your doorpost, but at the top of your doorpost, plead the blood of Jesus over your household,
amen,
your house, your dwelling place,
your children,
and
your grandchildren.
Plead the, amen,
amen,
the blood of Jesus over your children, or your grandchildren,
your husband
and wife.
Amen.
If you have your parents living with you,
yes,
anoint,
yes,
your whole household.
Praise God.
This is a time where we are in the midst of a spiritual battle.
Amen.
And this battle will not be won in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It must be won in the spirit. But God is warring, if you are a child of God,
amen,
he is warring on your behalf.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he is. So anoint your houses so that, as it was in the book of Exodus,
mm-hmm,
when there was a plague and the spirit of death passed over those houses, that the blood of the Lamb was on the doorpost.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Anoint your houses, Satan.
Yes.
Anoint yourself.
Amen.
And stand on the word of God. Praise God. Is there one tonight that would like to be able to share a testimony or have a comment or words of encouragement to be able to share with our audience?
And pray without ceasing. All we go to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As Pastor Jay says, I call,
amen,
him the acronym, Pastor ASAP. Always. Say a prayer.
411.
Always.
ASAP. Amen.
Praise God. Well, we don't have one that has dialed in tonight. But we thank God for each and every,
yes,
one of you
thank
that
God
has dialed in.
Praise
as
God.
We said at the onset, God is blessing our New Season Ministries. We are now under our own blog.
Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
There are new things that God,
amen,
is doing. And as God begins to unfold the blessings in this ministry, ministry, we will certainly share it with you.
Yes,
and
yes.
Also time when people are having to shelter in place, when there are those that may not have access to, of course, going in and worshiping face to face, share this broadcast and other ministries that are doing broadcasts and doing services online. Share the information with them.
Right.
People need to hear. People need to hear and be able to know and have that connection with the sharing of the word of God.
And
praise God.
And faith come by hearing. Hearing the word of God. That increase your faith. Amen.
Amen.
It give you strength on the journey.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. But it's important to hear the word, to know the word, to do the word.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get ready to close out in prayer, but we don't want to take for granted that everyone on the line tonight is saved. And so Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if you just simply believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So all you have to do is pray this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. And I ask you tonight, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, Father, to forgive me of my sins. And I make you Lord of my life, Lord Jesus, for the rest of my life. Because I believe and know that God, you came and God has raised you from the dead.
Amen.
Praise God. If you prayed that simple prayer, it's something that even a child can understand. If you prayed that simple prayer and you believe that in your heart, then praise God, you are saved in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the angels
praise
of
God.
Heaven are rejoicing.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice,
we
rejoice,
thank God
rejoice.
For you. And we
Amen.
Give God all the praise. We're going to go ahead and close out tonight's broadcast. We will be praying for you as we ask you to pray for us. And to God be all the glory. Have an awesomely blessed rest. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he
One word, come on, everybody.
Salvation.
By his stripes, I'm here. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Praise his holy name.
Oh, somebody ought to celebrate the altar.